Welcome, collective body of believers around the world. Welcome to another edition of Divine Power Self-Leadership. I am Anna Schubeck, and welcome to the second part of The Tide Has Turned. This episode is entitled, though, The Holy Spirit, The Tide Changer. Let us bow our heads right now in reflection. This truly is a time to dig in. It's a dig into where you know that the divine power has you. There is something miraculous happening. Receive this message in its entirety. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. The Holy Spirit was working with me on that word tide. Tide. If anybody knows about bodies of water, they can be low at times and they can be high at times. And the wind is a factor. And that's what the Holy Spirit wanted to bring to my attention. The wind is a factor. Now, the Holy Spirit is known as the wind of change. The Holy Spirit is known as the wind that blows. Right when you feel this wind blowing out of nowhere, you can't know where this wind is. It's the Holy Spirit. It's the Holy Spirit that moves. It's the Holy Spirit. It's the tide changer. The tide has turned for us that embrace our faith in Christianity. And the ones that don't embrace your faith in Christianity, understand that God is going to use you no matter what. For the ones who believe, those who have understanding, just understand what I just said. God uses everybody. He doesn't disregard no one. In your unbelief, God can still move in that spirit because you don't have that understanding. The Holy Spirit wants to make me this known right out of the gate here. This is why I always talk on two sides, whether you believe or you don't believe. God will use anybody. God will use anybody. And because of your unbelief, the Holy Spirit can move. He's wind. He moves. He can move in anybody. And you cannot change. You can't change anything. You don't. Your human will cannot change anything. The Spirit will move upon whoever he wants to move to create the miracle for the servant of God, or for the person who is believing on God to create a miracle. This is what is turning the people's lives around. This is the tides are turning. The situations are changing. Situations are changing by that wind of change, by the Holy Spirit, by the Holy Spirit influence. Changing of events. I said the other day, changing of the guards. I don't know why I said that. That might mean something to somebody. There might be somebody out there that didn't realize they had such an elite a position. Changing of the guards, meaning people are coming down. Remember, coming down. People are coming down to put somebody up. So just understand what that word really tied, going down, going up. Some people will go down and some people will go up. This is the time, but it's only coming under the unction of the Holy Spirit. He is the mover. He is the movement. Holy Spirit is the wind that affects your life right now. It's the Holy Spirit, the wind of change through the Holy Spirit is going to affect your life. And again, God uses everybody. God uses everybody. There is judgment right now. There's judgment right now. Some will come down, some will go up. And so understand this is a movement that's going to move you past what your past generations did. This Holy Spirit movement right now is going to take this generation that's living here right here on earth to a new time, a new place that their past generations never saw before. Never been at before. Again, I was saying in my last, my first part, I said that there's many of your family members that have been upset with you, jealous over you. Understand that your movement right now can make a change in their life even. And this is a God thing. This is a God movement right now. This is a full-blown God movement right now. God does want people that believe on him. He's in the process of using people to prove his point. Remember, God's will come to prove man's frailty and man's ignorance. God, the wind of change is coming here to prove this. It's here. It's upon us to prove God is truth and how man is not fully wise, right? Man, remember humanity, humans, if they don't act in the holy wisdom, if they don't act in what is scriptural, wisdom that has come scriptural, then they are acting in ignorance. And that ignorance can hold people back. And that ignorance can hold people back. It's been holding generations back for years, but now there's a breakthrough. There is a full-blown breakthrough that God is going to use people to showcase some, to showcase his will, to showcase his will, to show people that they need to advance beyond what they already know. There's some people that don't want to think outside of what they already know. They've been brought up on certain information and they want to stay there till the day they die. That's obsolete. That's antiquated. We no longer can operate on old manna. The generations cannot thrive on old manna anymore. The past generations have left us old manna and we cannot accept that any longer. We must break out of that old manna and receive the new, the new. We need to receive new by embracing the Holy Spirit. This is a time that we need to embrace the Spirit of the living God. If we go into Matthew 12:28, it says, "But if I cast out demons by the Spirit of God, surely the kingdom of God has come upon you." This is a powerful statement. This is a powerful statement that Matthew is recording in his gospel. We have to realize that when we have the Holy Spirit resting upon us, when we work through the power of the Holy Spirit, then the Holy Spirit will create an open heaven. And through that open heaven, a miracle can be birthed out. This is what we need to see more of in this day and time. This is where the turnarounds are coming from. When we experience the heavens open up, when we experience through the Holy Spirit, operating in the Holy Spirit, meaning not operating in our own human will and thinking, but allowing the Holy Spirit to move us to do something that's going to create the heavens to open up and create a full-blown miracle results that is needed, It's got only God through a spirit that knows every need that we have need of, every results that we have need of. He only knows. A human cannot satisfy another human. It's only God power that can satisfy a human. This is a powerful time to understand. When you embrace the Spirit of God, which is a gift, it's a gift given. When you receive that gift and allow that gift to come in your life to create something not, again, I'm speaking for you and your family. For your family, you will do something that is going to cause your family to get out of that old, to get out of that old stagnation. That's what's causing the stagnation in the world. It's old antiquated thinking, old antiquated thinking, old antiquated actions. God is using someone in everyone's family to go to a higher level, to break the family out of that old manna, that old antiquated thinking, to receive something new that they never could think on their own. Those who have understanding understand what the Spirit of God is speaking right now. If we go into Luke 11:20, basically it says miracles happen when you allow the Holy Spirit of God to work in you. It's miracles of God. It's not magic. It's not magic from tarot readings. It's not tarot readings creating something for you. Tarot, the cards cannot create nothing for you. The miracle, the miracle, the miraculous results, something good results that you are looking for only comes from the hand of God. The hand of God through a movement, a miraculous movement through the power of the Holy Spirit. When that wind comes upon your life, it's life changing. It's life changing. It will create an unexpected miracle that you never thought could happen, and it will change you and it will change your family. This is what we need right now in this day and age, this time right now in this 21st century, going into the middle part of 2024, for one person in every family to realize that they are being used to create something new that they never had because their ancestors held them stagnant to some old antiquated thinking. Acts 19:11 says, "Now God worked unusual miracles Now, God worked unusual miracles by the hand of Paul, but now today we can put our name in there. If you have the Holy Spirit, if you are one that I'm talking to that has the Holy Spirit, you can plug your name in there. Paul is human like us. Paul is human like us. God granted Paul the miraculous power because Paul was what? Obedient to what God was doing. When we become obedient, we are given that miraculous power in our hands. We have the miraculous power in our hands. God works unusual miracles through the person who is obedient unto his will. That is accepting the Holy Spirit and moving along with the Spirit of God. God will grant unusual miracles. And right now, our families are in desperate need of miracles. It's one person. It's going to be one person that's breaking out. It's going into this holy, I want to say holier level. It's like more cleaner, pure. It's a more pure level. Those who have ears understand what I'm saying here. There is somebody that's hearing me that needs to understand that right now you're being purified. There's a purification right now. There's a purification coming forth, a birthing forth, a purification, cleansing, to prepare you to go into this unusual level to receive unusual miracles. That's not only for your life, but for your family. That's going to usher in something new manna, new blessings, new what do you want to say? To change your situation. It's a new, something new that's going to change every member of your family's life around. New changes, new change, new thoughts, new deeds, new talk. Something new, something that's not going to resemble what our ancestors once did. If we go into Hebrews 2, verses 2 and 3, it's basically saying that it says, do not neglect the word of God. It says, do not disobey the word of God. There is no escape from sin and evil without the help of salvation. And you can only grab that salvation and escape from evil and your sinful ways. Is through salvation, through obeying the words of God, through obeying the word of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit speaks to us in profound ways. The Holy Spirit will speak to us to escape, to live in that on that road of salvation. So that's what's happening. This is what needs to happen. This is what needs to happen. That we need to be at we need to adhere to the word of God more. We need to adhere to sacred scriptures more. Therefore, when we are adhering, if we are obeying the sacred scriptures, if we are acting in wisdom through the sacred scriptures, that means that we will escape sin and evil. That sin and evil will no longer be what oh, I lost my word there. If we are obeying in wisdom, when we're gaining wisdom from that sacred knowledge, from sacred scriptures, we will escape sin and evil. They can no longer trap. That's what I want to say. Trap. They can no longer trap us. They will no longer trap us. When you are obeying the sacred scriptures, when you are in tune with the Holy Spirit, when you accept the Holy Spirit, when you accept that gift, the Holy Spirit, when you accept the words of God into your life, when you are operating in that wisdom, that sacred wisdom, you will escape sin and evil. They no longer will have a hold on you. Therefore, the chain is broken, right? The chains are broken. The chains are broken off your lineage. That your lineage can go into more happier, more calmer waters. It only takes one. The Holy Spirit has been talking to me. One person has to understand this. There is chained a turn. There has been a tides have turned. There has been a turn of events. We have to understand what those events are, what is turning. It's the acceptance of the Holy Spirit. It's being wise in the words of the Lord. It's obeying the words of the Lord. It's grasping all that you can, hungering, right? Hungering and thirsting for what He will for you to bring better to not only yourself, but to your family, to your lineage, to break past antiquated thoughts and actions to break that antiquated, that new, that old manna. We have that's what needs to come off. The old manna. The old manna has to die off. It can no longer be accepted. There has to be a break in that old manna. There has to be a break in the antiquated thoughts and actions to usher in the new. And the only way the new can come in is with that one family member. There's one family member that can usher this all in and bring blessing upon their family and families, their family. Those who have ears, hear what the Holy Spirit is speaking. Romans 15:19. It says, be wise in good. Be wise in what is good. And give careful consideration. Actually, this one I elaborated on. On Romans 15:19, I just elaborated it. It said, the important part of this, Romans 15:19, is be wise in what is good. And give things careful consideration to what is good and not good. This is what we take into the rest of our life. This is what we do for the rest of our life. We are wise in what is good. We are wise in what is beneficial for our lives and for our family. And we give careful consideration to what is bad for our family and what is good for our family. So there's a careful consideration here, what's going on. I'm going to end that there. I might end up tacking on a third part. So until next time, I am Anna Schubeck, and I say reach for the miracles. They are not fallacies.